This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, my mama hooked me up with her friend. We'll get into that a little later, but right now, the nephew is here with the today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Re-dipped. Re-dipped. That's the name of the prank. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Pastor Henry.
This Pastor Henry.
Oh, how you doing, sir? You're the pastor of Greater New Hope Baptist, right?
Oh, yeah. Why, yes, I am. May I ask who's calling?
My name is Patrick. My name is Patrick Davis. I went there to your church about 2.5 years ago. I went there and me and my wife got our kids baptized there.
Are you coming back to us or are you, your current church home?
We haven't been in a minute, you know, but you baptized my son and my daughter, Kareem and Kim.
All right.
You baptize them. I'm sure you do a lot of people, but.
Yeah, I was about to say, I do a lot. I can't really pinpoint a name like that. You said it was about a couple years ago, 2-3 years?
Between two and three years ago, you baptized my little girl and my son.
Well, God bless on that. I'm glad I was able to do that service for you. I was wondering, how'd you get my number? Usually any things like this usually get handled with the church, you know, one of my deacons or my secretary, but, call the church and they gave you my number?
This guy at the church, let me see, his name is Brother Dobbs
gave you my phone number, my information.
Brother Dobbs, I got this from Brother Dobbs that I can reach you I could reach you. Now, you know him, right? He's one of your deacons, a brother.
That's a good man right there. I've known him many a year.
Okay. Here's my reason for wanting to talk to you directly.
Okay.
Like I said, you baptized my little girl, Taylor, and my son, Kareem. What is baptizing is supposed to be? You cleansing them and you washing them.
Right.
Okay, here's my problem. You baptize my kids, but ain't nothing changed. They grade still bad. They still disobedient.
Brother,
I don't see where your baptism
has done
anything.
Hold on, let me finish.
I don't see where your baptism has done anything. Therefore,
Brother
all
Davis,
the tithes and stuff that I spent when I was there,
okay.
I want that money back.
Now you confuse me. I'm not sure. I think, you know, we need to stop this madness right now because you're talking about you want money back, baptize your kids. I've been at this church for many years, so I won't doubt that I'm probably the pastor you're looking for. But I just don't understand what you're trying to get at here about the baptism.
I'm saying you're supposed to, when people get baptized, it's supposed to change them. Am I right or wrong?
A cleansing. Okay, I see.
Yes, cleanse them. But my kids. Let me ask you.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. You know, I mean, because like I said,
my church usually handles this.
I still don't understand how you got my number.
Listen, the bottom of it is. Yo, baptizing ain't doing nothing. My kids still grade bad. They still disobedient.
Well, is that why they haven't been coming to church? You said you're not going to any congregation. Maybe you guys need to come on back to church, sit in on some sermons. You know, I even work with you one-on-one, but I can't do nothing about the grades in school. I mean, and overall behavior. That starts with you.
When you have baptized them, I should see a change in them, and I don't see a change. But all the time I was going to your church, I'm paying for these tithes, and I'm not getting anything. Hey man, at the end of the day, Pastor Henry, I want my money back. That's what we have at the end of the day.
Brother Davis, that's not how it works, brother. You understand? I'm not trying to raise my voice at you, but you're all over the place. You want money back? I don't understand. What can I do for you? I can tell you now.
I told you what you can do. My kids, I done got them baptized over there with you. All that time I was going to your church, I'm paying knee tithes. And I get my kids baptized.
But the tithes don't have nothing to do with the baptism.
The tithes have something to do with all the time I spent over there, and I'm not getting anything in return.
Brother.
And that's what you call it.
How in the world am I going to figure out how much tithes you pay?
I know exactly how many.
You're calling my phone with this nonsense. You're not even a member of my congregation, and I just don't like it.
So Pastor, let me ask you this. Who you think you're raising your voice at, Pastor? Just because you're a man of the cloth don't mean that...
Just because I'm a man of God don't mean I can't cuss your out. You understand that, brother? If it's something you need to deal with, you need to talk to the people at the church.
Why do I need to talk to Brother Dobbs when I'm talking
to the problem right now.
You're the problem, Pastor.
I'm the problem.
I just spent a bunch of tithe money, and I know exactly how much I spent over there, and I want my money back.
Brother, how about that? That's what I care about, your tithe.
Say
about
what?
That? I said, your tithe. Want me to spell it out?
Oh, well, here comes Pastor.
Look at him. I bet they know how to spell it.
Don't be
calling me about no damn behavior issues with your kids. Are you baptized? That's the question you need to be asking. Is you living your life sanctified, huh? You know what? You know what, brother? I didn't got out beside myself, and I'm sorry, brother. I should not be using foul language against you. I think what's going on, we need to get you and your children, your wife, come on down to service on Sunday. I will sit with you as long as I can. I truly think counseling and talk is the only way out of this.
Yeah.
We should not be fighting on this phone.
Yes, sir.
Now, once again, I hope you accept my apology for my language.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, go ahead, son. I can hear you.
Okay. Brother Dobbs tells me that you and him are together.
Take your time.
Y'all together some mornings having coffee, you and Brother Dobbs are?
Every morning that I'm not at either a function or doing something for the building maintenance with the church, he's a good brother. Like I told you, I've known him for many years.
Right. And he said now when y'all having coffee, that y'all listening to the radio. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I suppose.
Do y'all be listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Yeah, it's always on the radio.
Hey, Pastor.
What's so funny?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Brother Dobbs just got me to prank phone call you.
No! No, wait. So, Brother Dobbs knew about this.
He the one gave me your number.
I'm too scared to cuss another word or say anything out of my character. I didn't think I did enough for a lifetime today. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably as real as they come, and I tell my congregation all the time. I even slip up. So I think it would only be right if you play.
Let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest? And I'm talking about the baddest. It's 20.
Oh,
man.
You already know, man. The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There you go.
Tommy.
Huh?
Really?
What?
The pastor? What? You're going straight in gasoline underwear.
Pull himself up.
I'm sorry.
But you know
I'm
what, though? Sorry. He said something that was really interesting to me. He said he tells his conversation that, you know, he slips up from time to time. I appreciate pastors that's honest like that because you're human. You know, pastors are not super beings. Pastors need forgiveness and everything like everybody else. Right. But I do appreciate the way he pulled it up. But I was just thinking how many times I slip up and cuss. Mm-hmm. And I really can't think of many times.
You don't really slip. You deliberately
no.
do.
Oh,
slip
up. Oh no.
No. I fire mine off as a part of the sentence.
Can I fire one off?
What?
Stardome, baby. Stardome, Birmingham, Alabama, April 16th through the 18th. The Nephew, yes, sir. I am grabbing the microphone. Two Friday, two Saturday, one Sunday, April 16th through the 18th, Birmingham, Alabama. That's Magic City Classic Football Weekend. The Nephew is back in the building.
My mama hooked me up with her friend, Strawberry Letter, coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos.
I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.